Debris clattered onto the metal floor in front of me and slammed against my back, the thick jacket providing only a modicum of protection. One chunk of dirt crunched on my headlamp, knocking it ajar and coating my face mask in dirt. I fixed the light, the beam pointing down the decaying starship toward my prize, or theoretical prize anyway. I had bid on this scrap site because it was the only job available when I checked in this morning, but when I read the description, I immediately knew why none of the other scrappers had bid on it. Actium 4 was a huge, high-density planet with no life, and it was on the far side of the sector. Barren and inhospitable, the only thing it had going for it was the fact that the atmosphere was breathable. And this scrap site. Pushing deeper into the ship, I glanced around for anything of value. Unfortunately, this one was old. Really old. My adoptive father, Lutch, had taught me how to eyeball the age of the technology, and I could usually get it to within a decade. This ancient vessel looked to be 200 years old. The couple of bullet striations streaking the walls that I had seen on the way down bolstered my suspicions. It was from the old war. Metal groaned when I stepped on a panel in front of a closed door, and more dirt and bolts crashed to the ground. One screw that had been jarred loose rocketed downward and punctured the alloy floor. Good thing that wasn't my spine, I thought, jamming the crowbar into the crack at the door and pressing my shoulder up against the metal. The high gravity here wasn't only potentially deadly, it also made everything more difficult. Each step took the energy of a dozen, and pulling the crowbar to pry open the door felt like trying to lift a car. When the door popped and swung open, revealing another length of corridor, the ship around me moaned again. It had been buried over the last 2 centuries, and the earth above was threatening to consume it at any moment. I had to get out of here, grab whatever there was to loot, and return to the surface and back to my own ship. So far, this job had been a bust. Some old desiccated rations, a few time-ravaged uniforms, and a handgun more rust than metal. The only thing of value was a bottle of wine, but I suspected that it was past the point of aged to now be deemed undrinkable, or more likely, hazardous for human consumption. Probably not the kind of thing you want on a wine label.